Who are you? And where are you going? Where's the little girl or little boy that dreamt of being amazing, superior, brilliant, and successful? Have you forgotten her? Have you forgotten him? Is he or she in there fighting to be heard, fighting to be seen, fighting to be recognized again? Have you just settled for being second all over again? Has someone said something to you that has hurt you so badly that you've just stopped believing in yourself? That you forgot how brilliant, how beautiful, how amazing, and how talented you are? I've come across people way too often that are just absolutely brilliant, but have dulled their shine to fit in with the crowd that they think are their friends, that they think actually care about them. And the saddest thing for me is when these brilliant, beautiful souls dull their shine just to fit in. This is my first podcast, and what I really want to share with you today and encourage you to do is to never dull that shine for anyone. If anyone has hurt you or said anything to you that has made you stop believing in yourself, that has made you almost forget just how wonderful you are, or doubt the ability that you have to step up and into your potential, that person should not be in your life. Those people should have no place in your life, because you are divinely and beautifully made. You are talented, you are gorgeous, and you are amazing. And you need to start reminding yourself of that all over again. Start reminding yourself that you have a lot to live for. Start reminding yourself that you are worthy of great success, of beautiful, healthy relationships, of looking better than you've ever looked, and of doing things you've always dreamt of doing, because you do, and you are. You are enough, you are worthy, and you are wonderful. And I hope that with that, you go to bed tonight planning for an even better tomorrow and more amazing week ahead. Takes little things, little steps, and little thoughts to start molding bigger ones. Have yourselves a wonderful evening.